Kim, how are you?
Just fine, thanks.
Well, it's crazy times around here in Lansing. People were panicking because there were not enough parts to build some vehicles here in the city, especially at the Grand River plant. Before we tell where we are now, talk about what happened. What were those challenges?
Well, basically, we have a very diverse supply base, and due to some serious weather up in Canada, we weren't able to get parts to our assembly plant at Lansing Grand River and really actually other plants throughout the GM system, including Lansing Delta Township. So the weather made it impossible for trucks to travel, and as a result, we experienced some downtime.
Now, the trucks are coming from Canada. Do any of those parts come via railroads, or are they all just on the back of those trucks?
Primarily, it was truck traffic, but as the weather situation grew worse, our material organization, that's the group of employees that are responsible for getting parts to our plants, really took some innovative approaches. We chartered a few planes where that made sense. But sometimes the weather was just too much for us to overcome, so that's why we experienced some downtime.
Kim, has that happened much over the years?
You know, to be honest, we experienced this from time to time due to weather, but our supply chain management, the material team members that work to get parts, do an outstanding job, so it is very rare. It has to be a pretty significant weather event to slow us down, because we have a lot of backup plans, we have contingency plans, we actually form a war room when we're dealing with part shortages, so that we throw a whole team effort to try to do everything we can to keep our plants running and build those great cars and trucks for our customers.
Yesterday morning, I spoke with Scott Weibrew, who is the plant manager for the Grand River plant, and he told me that they had figured out a few things to do while they were waiting for some of the plants, but to go into more detail about what shifts were canceled for how many days, and lead us into where we are now.
Yeah, we did lose some units. Lansing Grand River is a one-shift operation. Lansing Delta Township is a three-shift operation. So we did lose some shifts of production, but the good news is we're back operational this morning. Although we continue to monitor the weather situation in Canada, it looks like the worst is behind us, and so we're going to be back out cranking out those cars and trucks that people want.
So all the shifts are back in progress, and you have all the parts that you need.
Right now, it's looking good. We continue to monitor the situation because, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play, not only the weather on the actual roads, but then border crossing sometimes when it hasn't been open for a while. It's a little complex to get materials through there. But, again, our material organization is really working with our suppliers. They're working with the teams and the plants, and we're trying to do everything we can to minimize the impact.
And, Kim, you think more about the parts just coming in, but there's a whole process loading them on the truck, getting them to the truck. The truck has to drive through inclement weather. Then you have the border crossing, and the vehicles have to be checked. Then you got to get here. So there is a long process for that, isn't there?
It is very complex, but I do have to say that, you know, one of the amazing things about manufacturing within General Motors is how seamless it is. The parts are actually sequenced most of the time, so they come in the order that we need to build the cars and trucks. So, for example, you know, the parts would be color sequenced. So when we build a red car or a white car, whatever, the parts come in that order. So it's a pretty amazing process. It is complex, but I have to say that I'm personally impressed with how great the team does.
Any idea how much man hours you lost, how many vehicles weren't built that should have been?
We did get behind from, you know, obviously not running production impacts our ability to make cars and trucks. But, you know, the good news is that we have an innovative team. We're looking at options to see whether or not we need to make up those units, what options we have available. So the good news is that we do have a good supply at our dealership. So if people are in need of a vehicle, there's plenty out there for them to choose from. And as we continue to monitor the inventory of our vehicles and the parts issues, we'll decide what the next best step is.
All right, Kim, before we let you go, anything else new and newsy you'd like to talk about?
No, just to say that, you know, both of our plants in Lansing are outstanding. They have high-quality vehicles. The Cadillac's been winning awards recently, so really just some great vehicles coming out of that town. It's a real testimony to the UAW-GM partnership there, and then just the skills and talents of the workforce. Lansing just produces great cars.
And there is a demand for that Chevy Volt, too, isn't it? I've seen a couple driving around Lansing.
Yes, I actually had the honor of driving one a few weeks ago. The technology is amazing, but what impressed me the most is that it really is an all-purpose vehicle. It meets the needs of the family. It gets an amazing gas mileage. So not only is it technologically advanced, but it's something that an everyday driver can jump in and do the same things that a traditional car or truck would provide.
All right, Kim, now I need you to give me the real scoop here, all right? We're on a major thoroughfare, and the traffic is heavy, and I got to scoot out into there. Does the Volt have the push to be able to do that?
Most definitely. I don't know the exact acceleration rate for 0 to 60, but it does have a lot of nice oomph. It can handle it, and it's many of our company car drivers that are driving it right now says it's been performing strong in the snow and ice, so it just really is a great vehicle. It meets the needs of every consumer, and then the technology behind it is just fascinating. You really do feel like you're in a state-of-the-art vehicle when you drive a Volt.
Kim Carpenter is with General Motors. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you. Have a good day.